You know, at the center of this U.S. war on drug cartels is Venezuela and its president, Nicolas Maduro. Can you tell us what role do they play in international drug trafficking?
They're large international drug traffickers as a country. They're not producers. They're not producers at all of fentanyl. Fentanyl, when it crosses the border in the U.S., comes from Mexico, oftentimes from Chinese precursors materials. But in the case of Venezuela, what they are a transshipment point for cocaine that's leaving Colombia. But they really only, the cocaine that leaves Venezuela, most of it's actually bound for Europe. Only about 5% of the cocaine consumed in the United States comes across Venezuelan airspace or maritime space. Most of the cocaine that enters the United States is comes from the Pacific or up through the Isthmus of Central America and through Mexico. So this is really an attempt to try to engage in another agenda that the Trump administration has, which is to try to engage in regime change, to take out the Nicolas Maduro government. They've named Nicolas Maduro and a number of his associates in the government as being members of the Carteles de la Sol, Cartel de los Soles, which is, they're claiming is a narco-terrorist organization. And they're claiming that that gives them the license to effectively take them out.